It is.
Oh, goodness sakes. Well, it's great to have both of you in the studio. It was beginning to look a lot like Clark Kent, Superman. You know, one of you here, one of you not here. It's going, hey.
Yeah, well, last week we had a pretty good one, and we decided we'd both stay in town today.
Oh, good. Starting to miss you guys now. So what's shaking?
It's good. It's like instant summer. You know, so now we're looking for the summer schedule, and I haven't got mine put together yet.
Have you recovered from your class reunion yet, Charles Maul?
Oh, yeah. Good. Well, it's going to be one of those residual things where there's going to be a lot of activity now on Facebook, on email, and people just now starting to ask all these questions, which, you know, it seemed like there wasn't enough time in the reunion. You know, we have over 100 people get together. You're going to talk to maybe half of them for any length of time. The other one is just going to be so quick.
Yeah.
But, you know, we had a great time.
Oh, good.
We had a great time. So everybody's feeling good about it.
Oh. Yeah. It's always really nice to reunite, you know, and see people from your past and try to get to remember what they look like, you know, in your mind. Well, you just forget that stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
I made myself the unofficial photographer, which ended up being the official photographer, and so I got to see everybody.
Yeah, good.
Yeah.
I mean, there was nobody there that I didn't see, so I at least got their snapshots and got good pictures. Excellent pictures, actually.
Yeah.
So people are still talking about
you always that. Take really good pictures. You got good cameras.
I got a nice camera, and I'm really kind of getting back into it. I need events like this to kind of stimulate me into, you know, doing the creative stuff.
Sure.
Because they were all interesting. Like, the lighting would change. Like, for example, in the middle of the afternoon, you know, it changed. We started Friday afternoon. As the day changed, it got warm. I mean, it seemed like by the end of the day, it was so humid and sticky that, you know, everybody started having these flushed faces and sweated out hair. And so, you know, they didn't look quite as spry as when they got there.
Yeah. One of my friends, his son, he said, my son needs me to go pick him up. He's over at the skate park. And I'm going, out in this heat? And he goes, yeah, and he's wearing a black shirt. I said, oh, good Lord. Yeah, so anyways, when he came by later, his face was just beet red. I was, goodness gracious, you know, who goes out and does that stuff on a hot day like that? You know?
Well, our Saturday made up for the one before, because Saturday, you know, it was warm too, but not quite as warm. And as the day progressed into the evening, we had a beautiful sunset, and the temperature dropped, and there was a breeze that came through, and we were at the Unity Square.
Yes.
You know, so that was and it was a nice, cool breeze, and we had the bandstand where we had our music and little dancing going on, and
good,
and it was fun.
Yeah.
It was fun. I mean, the weather was so conducive to, you know, just now it's time to relax.
Yeah.
It was great. Yeah.
Well, you know, the one thing going into electronics part of it, the bad thing about weather like this is that, you know, cars go through a lot of changes. They go from extreme cold to extreme hot, and then all these things start to fail, and people don't understand why. But, you know, inside your cars, a ton of circuit boards. Little circuit boards now, because these cars are more electronic now.
Mm-hmm.
They're not just manual cars. And these little electronic parts start getting cold and hot, and hot. And then all the bouncing around starts to do what we call cold solder joints. It starts breaking the solder joints around all the capacitors and diodes and transistors. And so your cars start failing, and all these little electronics in there. And so I get busy this time of year because people are coming in, you know, it's hot out. And for some reason, my car, it'll act fine, but then once the car gets warm, it'll have a problem, but then once the car gets warm, it fixes itself. And that's because the solder around the joint gets hot, the thing's moving around a little bit, makes good contact for a moment, but then it goes right back to it as soon as it gets cold. So this is part of electronics that I have to deal with this time of year. So I've had a lot of circuit boards in here. Mm-hmm. And even now, the new lawnmowers, a lot of the new zero turns and everything, digital, you know, readouts and everything stop working, you know, just a lot of things like that I have to deal with in a week's time.
You know, same thing with your internet connection. You know, most people don't realize, you know, the internet that goes to your house is, you know, they may tell you, well, we've got fiber connections everywhere. There's only one outfit that actually takes fiber into your building or your house. Only one, and it's just for businesses, so it's kind of limited. But what happens is it goes out in the pole, like for example, you know, Sparklight or AT&T, they'll have fiber on the poles, you know, or in the ground, And when it comes out, what do? They change it to copper. So what goes into your house is copper. So now you have the same kind of issues with internet access. Well, it's the expansion, copper expands.
Yep.
And it contracts. It expands, it contracts. So when it does that a few times, all of a sudden, connections aren't so good.
Yeah.
And then you add moisture into it, and all of a sudden you get a lot of rains, and you have any kind of, contraction. All of a sudden there's a place where water can get in. Now you have
issues. Cabling issues. Yeah, it's going to happen. And another thing that comes with this type of year, I don't know if you have the same problem at your home, but ants. Mm. I mean, ants are just overtaking our yards. But here's the problem. They seek out, heat, and especially like energy from a battery. If you've ever noticed, your batteries get swarmed with ants because ants try to get around that warmth of that. For some reason, it just attracts them. So people, the phone guy and I were talking, one of the AT&T employees, he and I were talking the day, brought a phone in for me to repair, and he and I were talking. And this guy travels around all day in his van fixing everybody's internet issues and stuff with their phone lines. And inside these walls, you have a box on the outside of your house. He opens them up, and they're just swarmed with ants.
Really?
Yeah, because they're going to those places that when it's going to rain, they go up in there mm-hmm. to hide, but they seek out warm places. And so the batteries put out that RF, and everything that's going from that just gives them a little warmth. But they go to those places. So the other morning, I'm coming home, and I'm getting ready to push my gate opener to come into my gate, and it's just covered in ants. I mean, you couldn't even see the gate opener.
Huh.
So yeah. I had to go out and spray the whole thing with ant spray, to get these ants to quit climbing up in there. So this is going to happen. So I'm going to tell you right now, all you that have gate openers, go and check your boxes. Make sure that your batteries are not covered in ants, because you're going to start having problems with your gate openers, because I did with mine already, where it got up in the lights and stuff, and it was just, it was not a good scene. So I go around and spray those just about every other day.
Hmm.
And then when it rains, you have to go back out the next day when it dries up a little bit to spray again, because they're going to go back there. Hmm. They're always seeking that place.
Yeah, my sister had that issue when I was at her place last time, her husband ended up finding a solution which didn't require any bug spray. And what it was borax.
Borax.
Mm-hmm. You put borax around where their trail is.
Mm-hmm.
And when they take that borax, they'll take that back to the nest, and they don't come back.
Yeah, because it goes in and kills them.
It has the power of 20 mule team.
Yeah, but you got to remember this, too, with borax. If you have pets, you got to be real careful with that. But we do have, luckily my dog can't stand the smell of borax, so it doesn't go around it. But we put it around the base of our wheels for our RV and around anything that's coming down, like your front of your hitch that comes down to the ground. You want to sprinkle a little borax around that. Just a little small trail. Doesn't have to be that big, and it'll keep the ants away.
I see.
Yep.
Well, that's interesting. That's good to know.
Yeah, it's just things that, especially with electronics, they're going to seek that out.
Yeah.
You're going to find them in your little stoves, and most generally in RVs and stuff, they head to the power boxes, wherever your junction boxes are for all your cabling. That's where they end up, and they just swarm in there with all their eggs in the nest. So you've got to keep those sprayed out or put some borax around them. That's a good idea.
Wow, that's a different kind of bug when we're talking technology, but a real one.
But it is technology. These are things that people deal with every day. I get calls all the time, how do I fix this problem? How do I stop these things from going up where my batteries are? Well, you've got to have some kind of a method, and the borax is a good one. And so is, ant spider spray. That stuff, you just spray it on there, and it'll last for a couple days on there. Until it rains, and then it washes it off, and you got to go back and do it again.
We're going to come back with more Tech Talk here in just a moment with Charles and Charles after this 1 minute timeout.
It's June,
and it's getting hot.
But in Bartlesville, CDJR,
the deals are even hotter.
A 2021 Dodge Charger,
financing for
0% APR.
2021 Jeep Grand Cherokee,
financing for
0% APR.
2021 Ram 1500,
financing for
0% APR.
Or a 2021 Dodge Challenger,
financing for
0% APR.
Bartlesville CDJR,
0% APR financing day.
You pick it out, and we'll work it out.
Food is the subject on the Dining Guides between 11 and noon Monday through Friday on sister stations 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 FM KREG. Learn about Wheezy's Cafe, Szechuan Chinese Restaurant, Speedy Drinks, and KFC, all in Bartlesville, CV's in Dewey, and Copan Restaurant and Truck Stop. The Dining Guides on 100.1 KYFM and 104.9 KREG.
We're still playing music from Charles Ball's class reunion.
Yeah, there you go.
I like it. Let's go to the reunion. I don't even know those people. I'll go visit.
I'll go dance with it. This is Tech Talk, and we have Charles and Charles here in the house. Our phone line is somewhat open. We have callers waiting for us at 1-800-749-5936. Let's go ahead and take a call. Hello, Martin. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Charles Mall, please.
You got
him. How did you get Windows to not forget the extra monitors when it suffers a power outage and the monitors disappear?
Well, you just have to go into the settings. You know, when you right-click and you go to display, you know, it's you go to the, it's like where the screen resolution is, and then there's an identify button. So if it loses its connection it's on.
I went in there and it was broken. It wouldn't work. It wouldn't. Because I've got two extra monitors hooked up to my machine, but they're not hooked up to the UPS. We had a power glitch just before the show this morning, and I ran in there, and I was down to one display, fired up my second display, and now it was a clone of my original display, but I have an extended desktop. So it forgot completely about it. So I'm like, great. Okay, well, I mean, is there a way to fix that, or... Is that something that you've seen Windows 10 doing? It just forgets that and you got to reboot.
I've got machines where
I
actually have machines that have 10 monitors on them. You know, and when you pull the power off of one, boy, it wigs them out. It doesn't like, you know, remembering all those, and so all of a sudden they start the sequence. You know, which one's number 1, 2, 3, and 4. Is all changed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. So any.
So that happens.
Any more than one extra monitor, Windows loses its lunch, huh?
It does. It doesn't it. But you know, here, if you have a good graphics card, though, like I think the ones we use are like NVIDIA 295. No, I think they're 4-port ones. But anyway, when you have that all those ones hooked up, when you get them all powered back on, they all come back to the same sequence because it will remember that. So I think part of it has to do with the graphics card that you have. Like, do you know what kind you have?
I have an integrated Quadro.
Oh, it's integrated.
It's an NVIDIA Quadro.
I see.
It's an integrated laptop. It's an ultra-powerful laptop.
I see. Well, what I would do is I would go to the NVIDIA control panel. You'll have more direct control of that particular card, you know, that's in that laptop, you know, so you can control those settings. And if not... update the driver. Take it out if you have to and bring it back, because NVIDIA has good drivers for their, you know, Windows 10.
Yeah, I could do that. Unfortunately, it's a corporate machine, and they've been locking us down lately. So when I did the reboot, Windows, of course, wanted to do an update, and there's a new wrinkle. The weather shows up in your taskbar today after you update, whether you wanted to or not.
One of my machines does that. I noticed that this week. Yeah, it's almost like...
And I'm like, you
don't have total control of your machine. Yep.
Yeah, Windows is always playing with their stuff. I don't know why they do that. You know?
And I've got mine where it says I don't reboot, you know, automatically or do the update automatically. I like to know when my updates are happening.
Yeah.
Well, it rebooted. It rebooted by itself yesterday.
Yeah.
I said, well... this is no fun. And that's when you start seeing stuff show up that wasn't there before. Yeah.
Yeah, we call it a drive-by install.
Microsoft.
Yeah. Microsoft. The biggest virus out there.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. That's how Charles makes his living. He's got to fix these stupid drive-by Windows problems.
But if it's an NVIDIA card, I mean, you can fix that. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you, Martin. Appreciate it. Now, you can be next at 1-800-749-5936. Yeah, mine did that, too. Suddenly, partly cloudy, 91 down there in the lower right corner of my...
Yeah, I had it on mine, too, the other day. And, you know, the pop-up comes up and tells you all these new settings. And I'm in the middle of paperwork, and I'm trying to get rid of this thing, and it kept popping up. So finally, I was like, dadgummit, I'm going to go to my really old machine that doesn't have Windows 10 on it, and I'm going to just go play on it. So I went and pulled it up out of my drawer and pulled it, booted it up, and I got all my paperwork done. But I was tired of seeing that thing keep popping up, and it wouldn't go away. And I kept hitting the little thing, do not display this message again, and it kept coming back. So,
have you guys been getting the ones that says, you have a virus, scan now?
Yeah.
And it's a wide variety of different...
Yeah, but that's why you need those real-time scanners that as soon as stuff comes in, it warns you of those kind of things.
Yeah. And name those real-time scanners. Who's
well,
the ones?
Like, for example, when you get Malware Bytes,
you
get the free version, but that doesn't do real-time scans. That's their incentive for you to buy their software.
Sure.
Is once you get their software, it does a real-time scan. So emails that come in, web pages that you load... It's looking at those and, okay, let's see if anybody's trying to slip in here.
Uh-huh.
And it'll catch it right away. Mm.
The one big red one from McAfee will scare the daylights out of you. Next thing you know, you're opening your email. God, you've got five viruses.
Yeah.
Like, what?
Yeah.
Then it says, now if you just pay us $25, this covers you for 2 years.
But well, you know how all this stuff is kind of related?
Yeah.
Is, you know, like, for example, putting the clock down in the bottom tray on the right side. Mm-hmm. You know, it's got a built-in clock.
Yeah.
Now they're adding the temperature and all that kind of stuff because, you know, now it's a real-time. They're trying to create incentives for you to have this real-life feed that comes straight into your machine because, you know, now that it's a stream, they can profile, okay, let's see where you went this morning or this afternoon, and they start collecting all the data.
That's how they get you. Mm.
Yeah, so anything that's kind of streaming like that is kind of vulnerable because you can actually ride stuff and load malware on those streams. Like I found one the other day that was on Shop. Which one? Spotify.
Spotify.
Pandora's wasn't that way, but Spotify. You could tell this guy wrote it in on the Spotify while you're listening to music. All of a sudden, your machine gets loaded with something you didn't see before. You know, so that's how stuff kind of invisibly gets loaded. So you need to kind of be aware of, okay, what's real time and what's not.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because when you're going somewhere, they ask you. Said, "Well, our policy, have this privacy thing. You know, it says allow, and well, that's where it starts. Because now all of a sudden you allow somebody in the back door. Okay, what are they actually doing? You don't know.
They're not stopping by for a cup of sugar. That's for sure.
Yeah. The goal is to profile you. They want to profile every connection they have because you know they've got millions of things out there, and they found. Where they've got like this iBot that's been loaded on like millions of machines and it's collecting all this stuff real time. So they want to know where you are, you know, the location thing. That's one of the first thing on the computers now. Now on the phones, it's almost like being like that from day one, but now they have to ask you.
Yeah.
Because they have to ask you, says, okay, is this okay? Well, maybe for this app, but not for everything. So that's usually the one I choose. I said, okay, when I'm using this app.
Charles Miller, do people ask you, how do you turn off that little homing device on my cell phone when they come in to get it?
You know, you get all kinds of questions. I had a couple in yesterday, and bless her heart, she couldn't speak any English, so she brought an interpreter with her. We're trying to go through her phone to help her. She thinks all of her kids are spying on her, and she was just scared to death. And
well, someone is.
And I said, well, let me tell you something. I would be less worried about my kids spying on me than everybody else. But here, let me show you what's going on. And she said, well, you know, one of my grandkids set up my phone, and for some reason they know everywhere I'm at when I'm going places. And I said, because they're sharing your location with you. So let me show you how to stop that. So I said, you go by name of every person in your contact, and if it says right here, stop sharing location, hit that red button and it'll stop sharing with that person. They won't be able to do it. They have to have your permission to turn that on. So if you let them set up your phone, they turn those on. So, you know.
She was right.
Yeah. So my wife and I both have, you know, Find My Phone. We have iPhones. So we can see each other's phone. I can tell, I know right where she's at whenever. And she knows right where I'm at whenever. So if I need to get in touch with her, you know, it's easy enough for me to say, okay, she's at home, so I can get in touch with her at home. I don't have to find her. But if I see her over at, you know, Crossing Second or one of these restaurants, I can know where she's at. Mm-hmm. But in that type of software, it's also a good thing because if I'm on my motorcycle and I'm traveling to Tulsa, my wife can check in on me every once in a while, just make sure that motorcycle's still moving. Okay, he's okay. You know, if it's not and it's stuck on the middle of a freeway somewhere, she's going to be pretty worried. You know, I'm going to call her and make sure everything's okay. But, you know, tracking stuff is okay to a point, but there are a lot of programs in your phone that you don't realize what the government tracks, and they track a lot. Charles can tell you. There's just a ton of things. They know everything you're doing.
Well, the GPS originally was a military tool.
Yes.
You know, the military used it way back.
That's what the internet was set up for.
Yeah. And then all of a sudden, now it's released. You know, they decided, well, this has got some commercial value.
Oh, boy.
So once they turned it loose on the phones, yeah, now it's tracking everything. Because I remember 1991 working on some application or that we were trying to roll out to like UPS, you know, so they could track their trucks.
Yeah.
And now that's common. That's normal now.
Everybody's tracked. Yeah.
Everybody's tracked.
All the guys that even ride around in these vans that they've hired to do UPS deliveries and stuff, you know, that they can't meet the obligations.
Yeah, so it's not all
tracked.
Bad. Yeah. It's not all bad. Like, for example, I like knowing exactly where my package is when I have something I'm waiting for. You know,
the
Amazon is the best as far as tracking. They must pay those guys extra because when you look at their tracking mechanism compared to somebody else, it's tenfold better. They left it on the porch, or you know, they've got details about every stop. It says, well, it's on the way. It's like, you know, it's on the. It describes the path, especially when you're in the bigger cities.
Yeah.
That tells you how far away your UPS driver is.
Mm.
Well, yeah. You know? In fact, one of the packages said on the delivery, package left at gate, demon dog inside yard.
On that note,
it said demon dog because I can see my dog Angel. She just barks at everybody, and I mean, I can, and she's kind of vicious looking because she's pit, you know, and she'll get into it. But you know, the mailman and I worked out a deal. I love our mailman; he's a good guy, and he comes up to the door, up to the gate. You can always see him. He's just scared to death to put the mail because the box was right next to the gate. So we ended up moving the mailbox clear out to the street. You know, I had to go and do some extra work, get that out there, so he didn't have to come clear up to the gate. But we put dog treats in the mailbox in a Ziploc. So he goes up there and pulls off a dog treat. And, you know, she used to run at the gate and, man, just all up in arms about him. So now she'll sit down, he'll hand her little treat, and then she'll go back to barking. You know, but at least he's okay. He says, her tail's a wagon, but she's still going to let me know that she's still the boss of the yard. Demon dog.
We're going to take a little break here from our Tech Talk program, and we'll be back after this 1 minute timeout.
Ernest Heat and Air says, don't let the summer heat catch you off guard. Have your air conditioner serviced or replaced with a new high-efficiency air conditioner. Call Ernest Heat and Air today at 918-335-3057 to have your AC checked. That's Ernest Heat and Air, 918-335-3057, 709 Northeast Washington Boulevard in Bartlesville. And remember, it's hard to stop a train.
Check their website at ErnestHeatAndAir.com.
Anniversary coming up? Call K1 at 918-336-1001 or email radio@BartlesvilleRadio.com with the names and dates because each morning we announce anniversaries and select one couple to win a $10 gift certificate from Sterling's Grill, helping you celebrate that special anniversary. Call us 918-336-1001 or email radio@BartlesvilleRadio.com with the name and date and we'll add it to our list. Happy anniversary from your friends at K1.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome back to Tech Talk. Hey, I want to know, how come Google is very, very nice and sends me every month a little email? This is where you went the last 30 days. I forgot that I had gone to Ulaga.
Yeah,
it was the only place I left town to do.
They're trying to make all this stuff that they're doing to profile you palatable. You know,
yeah.
Put a friendly face on it, right?
I'm sitting there like a moron going, hey, look, we went to Ulia. And Susie's going, yeah, how did they know you went to Ulia? Oh, now, there you go. You got me going now.
Yep, they know.
Yeah, but Google, at least you know that it is the search engine. You know, so everybody's kind of accepted them. Microsoft has been trying to improve their reputation ever since they... Because all their products are designed to suck you into their ecosystem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it's so obvious, you know, that all of a sudden you don't have any other options. You have to join this club. Like they killed WordPerfect, and it was definitely a better word processor than Word.
Oh, yeah.
So it's stuff like that kind of is disheartening. Because now, if you have creative people doing innovative work, I mean, their product should be out in the mainstream and not bought out by some company who's trying to create a monopoly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know? So there's stuff like that going on too, and it's a.
Can we divorce Bill Gates?
Well, he's already been divorced. So.
Yeah, he's already been divorced, and it wasn't good.
No,
you know the thing of it is you know as technology increases, right now they can track where you've been, where you're going, and all that stuff. But
right.
I'm worried about the day they come out and say, you know. Hey, did you have a nice shower? You know, hey, it's like, you know way too much. We just don't need to go there, okay? But it's getting to that point.
Well, it's really that profiling that's going to all these different organizations that have products just for you.
Yeah.
You know, so that's the whole goal.
Yeah.
Is privatizing stuff like that. And you can see both sides of that. But I just don't like it when it's, you feel like you're being manipulated. You know, unknowingly. That's when it seems kind of out of place.
You know, sometimes it's useful, though. I mean, there is times, because like right now I'm looking for a generator. My son has an RV, and he's going to be moving out to his land, and he wants to run a generator out there while he's out working on his land. But we're trying to find the right kind, and I was looking for an inverter generator that was quiet and powerful. And so while we're looking, it kept popping up on my web browsers. Everywhere I went, all these different manufacturers. So, you know, it was kind of handy because then we can click on that one. Hey, this one just showed up. You know, we can look at it. But they know what you're looking for. And it knew specifically what I was looking for. I was looking for an inverter generator. So it didn't just show me generators. It showed me inverter generators. So it knew what we were studying for.
Yeah, so it is handy in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, you know, Honda makes a really good one for $5,000. And then... Harbor Freight has one that's just comparable. They say works just about the same, and you can get it for $2,000. So, you know, you got to make those choices. You got to weigh them all out. You got to look to see, you know, what you're going to purchase and what you're going to buy. So we've got to go do some research and get the right one.
You got to do your homework and look and read between the lines.
Yes, read between the lines, because if you read reviews are good to a point. I mean, you're always going to get negative reviews because people are so dadgum negative. But, you know, the positive things that you find, you know, the ones that leave positive messages, find out how they were using them and how it worked for them. Not everybody's always going to be satisfied, so you're going to read negative reviews everywhere you go.
Well, I've gone from getting those unsolicited messages from, you know, hot guitars and in sports cars to Dr. Scholl's and Prep H, so I don't know what's going on there. I think I'm getting home.
Yeah.
Well, Charles, it was good to see you this weekend. I have to say this. We didn't get a chance to... Tom, you too, but we don't get a chance to. We usually try to get together for a lunch or something.
It's been tougher.
We've been super busy, both of us. And,
yeah, we stay hooked up.
Where do we find you?
ITVillage.one.
And I'm NBR Electronics right downstairs here at KWON.
American Heritage Bank, now serving the Osage region of Bartlesville, Pawhuska, and Barnstall.
This is KWON Bartlesville and 93.3 FM K227CQ Bartlesville.
Stay tuned. We've got news coming up next from CBS, and we've got local news followed by the Green Country Gardener right here on...